Narrative Frameworks 37 Independent Thought. Is there even such a thing? Or is thought just the whirring around of established beliefs plucked out from the environment around us? In this sense, there is an interlocking thought matrix of which we are a part, just like an ecosystem might be a matrix of interconnecting life, a city a matrix of interconnecting life. Thoughts are like little packets. Thoughts are like these little packets of information in these interlocking networks. Information that beings like humans can formulate, pick up on, express. Thoughts are energy patterns, perhaps, that come into being. And of course, thoughts are powerful. Negative thoughts seem to lead to negativity. Positive thoughts seem to lead to positivity. And as we talked about in free will, we have, as relative beings, certain choices. We can focus our energy on particular aspects of the spectrum, to one result or another. But maybe thought can be seen differently. Maybe thought can be seen as the result of particular energies that well up within us. Life that wells up from within you crystallizes as thought, but has its root in something deeper, beyond. Where do these thoughts and inspirations come from? The environment? The physical sensation? Impulses of stimulus? Where do these thoughts and inspirations come from? The environment or somewhere, something else entirely? And so in both instances, is thought independent? Can thought be independent if it's the result of our situational milieu, or if it wells up from some internal quality of being? Where's the independence? Where's the choice in that? There's a choicelessness of being part of a prevailing system and culture and the thoughts that are associated with that. You may think of your own thoughts, but are just variations within that model. Whereas the thought that your own inspirations, your own creative product, well, if it's totally new, then where did it come from? It can't have come from those cultural surroundings. It must have come from you. Well, surely then the dimension of yourself goes beyond just the cultural dimension. There's something deeper to you. That is, unless you are connecting to something other than yourself. Perhaps a god or a demon. Or quite simply a positive or a negative force, a constructive or a destructive force. And creative is not the same as constructed. Creativity is a flow of being. Construction is like the building of a house of bricks, or a house of cards, or a house of thought. Relatively, we live in the creative world, created world, but relatively, we also live in a constructed world. Life has spawned this beautiful creation, and over the top of this creation, we have layered our own sets of beliefs and human understandings. And the thought matrix is part of this. It's all the hubris of constricted thought. Constructed thought. Constricted only in that it's all a packet of information, of representation of something else. Thoughts are not things. Thoughts are representations of things. Inventions, conventions, social norms, patterns, established rhythms. Thoughts, are they of these constructs or are they of life? Somehow a crystallization of life energy coming from above you, below you, within you. What information are we accessing here? How are we accessing information? We're transmitting and receiving information to each other, but are we just replicating and reproducing existing information, or are we giving birth to new information? It's all the emanation of the universe, the mind of God made manifest. Maybe that mind is never new, but the contents of it perhaps are, in the sense of different arrangements of information, of form, and of situation. The essence remains timeless, eternal, and unchanging, whereas the substance changes. It's all the emanation of the universe, the mind of God made manifest for all to see, for God to see, for us to see. This love.